Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Isn't it such a good day? Oh, isn't it such a good, good day? Yeah. I wish it would last forever. And I hope the sun don't go down.
33 at the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to be along with all of my friends. That includes you and Molly Page, the news sage, Kenny Kessler, info wrestler, Richie McFadden. Meanwhile, speaking of being back, I decided yesterday that I wanted to come back to my alma mater because there are a couple of people that I was associated with. Those of you who have listened to me for a long time know that I went to school at Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio. And for 12 years, almost 13 years, I was on the board of trustees here. I did a lot of good things, had a lot of great time, met some people that are among many of my dearest, closest friends. And a couple of them are sort of being honored this weekend. And so I thought yesterday, you know what? It's worth the effort. I had been talking about it for a week or so. And then I finally decided yesterday, this is worth the effort because these people I care about, worth spending time. And I always have enjoyed here. I haven't been back. I'm in the studio of the radio station that I started my career in, not the actual building because the radio station got moved. Actually, I bought the station. How many years ago was that? I'm trying to remember.
Like 10 years ago.
10 years ago I bought this station. And I wanted to give it to the school. Took a long time to sort of get that to happen, and it sort of happened. It didn't really, all the pieces never got put together the way I wanted them to, but at any rate, the studios are on the campus now, and so I haven't been in the studio for when, it's been 4 years, I think, since I got off the board, Richie, so it's been that long, I think, since I was in the studio, and it sort of feels like I was just here. Literally, I can remember doing an interview with somebody here, and it was 4 years ago, and it seems like yesterday. It's just amazing. We all say this, and maybe this is the import of it all. Do not waste your time on frivolous things. Have fun. That's different than frivolous or frivolities. The time goes by so quickly. We all say this and we all think about it when it comes to your love relationships, your family, the things that are important to you, what you do for a living. It just seems that the time... Richie's happy to knock me over the head with this. What is it you say? The closer you get to the
closer you get to the finish line,
yeah, right.
It all just seems to shrink there, doesn't it? The timeline.
Why is that? It's so true. The longer you live, the faster the years go. Yeah, and I don't understand why.
Think about it. In your 10, 11, 20, 25 years old, everything never gets there quick enough. I can't wait till this. I can't wait till that.
Yeah.
Then it seems like once you get past that 35 thing, it's like, wow, time seems to fly.
Yeah. So why would you spend your time doing something you don't want to do, don't like to do, or be around people that you don't like or want to be? Be with the people that you love and you want to spend time, quality time with, and do the things, the pursuits they give you the most joy. And I think that's the recipe for success. So we have the President of the United States being heckled. And the heckler was somebody who was of questionable, not because of the sexual persuasion. That's not the reason I question this person's legitimacy. I question because this person, and I don't know whether to refer to this person as a male or a female or a him or a her.
Geniset Gutierrez
from Los Angeles was thrown out of the White House yesterday. This is pretty good. And I mean, pretty good in that somebody can get that far in and have the credentials that she has. And I mean, I don't really understand, frankly, why this person. Well, I guess I do. There was a reception for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community, as they're called, right? Isn't that what was at the White House going on?
Yeah, it was an event celebrating LGBT Pride Month at the White House. So that's
So it's National Dairy Month and National LGBT Pride Month. Got it?
Maybe not in that order. Well, unless it's Swiss cheese we're talking about.
No, this is National Dairy Month. It is.
Okay.
And it means more to me than because of my persuasion. Dairy Month means a lot more to me than LGBT Pride Month, but that's just me.
Okay.
So anyway, so the president's having this. He's explaining his support and yada yada. And from the background, somebody jumps up and starts heckling. Rich, you got the audio?
I told you that the civil rights of LGBT Americans
President
is.
President Obama.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
LGBT
Okay, you know what? No. Hey. Yeah, listen. You're in my house. It's not respectful when you get invited to somebody.
All right. So this goes on for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And finally he says to one of the guards, get this person out of here.
Right.
The only thing, I've heard already somebody taking a shot. There are two shots you can take here if you so desire. One of them is that it's not his house, it's
exactly.
our house.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Number two.
Between the eyes, too.
Yeah, right. Okay. And number two, this person was an illegal. She is undocumented. Well, you can put any kind of wrapping around it that you want. So I want to kind of
How did she get into the White House?
Well, she must have been invited to this thing. Had to have credentials to get in.
They were celebrating LGBT Pride Month. Right. This person is a transgender activist.
Right, yeah.
And
all
her,
over the place in that
if
way.
You, I'm telling you, I've been to the White House, and if you don't get credentialed, you ain't getting
she
in.
She did.
That's
no,
only
she was
for you, Rich.
Yeah, no
you
kidding.
Need special credentials.
And if you're an
no,
illegal
very
citizen,
tough.
You're yeah, not getting
very
credentialed.
Tough. Very tough. Yeah,
well,
very
what Genesect, her activist group, said the protest was about is that it represents some 75 transgender detainees who say they've endured abuse while in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Quite possible, considering you're in the country illegally, you're transgender. I mean, who's going to come to your defense if that's happening? If they are being abused.
Not many.
Yeah, really.
No.
So that's what that was
there.
About.
Yeah. So she obviously is clueless because if she wanted to be there and take part in the celebration, maybe she did what she wanted. Maybe that's what she started out to do. I don't know if anybody's interviewed her, but she's a Latina and a member of this advocacy group. The only problem I have with her, I don't care about her sexuality, but I find it appalling that she was invited to the White House and she's not an American and
something's,
illegal.
Something's
really
something
stinks.
Smells funny there.
Yeah, really.
Something's
stinks.
Wrong with this whole story.
Yeah, I'm appalled because the attention to this is back around to illegal immigration, is something that isn't being fixed, isn't being addressed. Not that it's going to ever be fixed, because I don't think there is a fix to it unless we take over Mexico, which, by the way, is not a bad idea. I say that I'm never being facetious when I say that. I think that Mexico should be the 51st state.
Ow.
And it should be part of America.
Think America needs to be returned to Mexico.
Well, whatever. Yeah.
Taking over Mexico is like buying Baltic Avenue on Monopoly.
So let's go to something else here that is causing a lot of controversy. That one is going to be the controversy of the day. This is the controversy of the week. The Confederate controversy, what happened after the shooting in Charleston and the emblems that fly. Or there are memorials and there are mascots and there are now debates over what ought to be public and what ought not to be. As far as I'm concerned, just to quickly make sure everybody who cares about my point of view hears it, I don't give a damn about what you do with a Confederate flag. You use it any way you want to. You can paint your house with it, as far as I'm concerned. But if it's a public building and the taxpayers are paying for it, it has no business being there. Other than that, do what you want with it.
Anyone debating that? I have not heard, maybe Kenny can tell us if there's something
going
on social media.
There's
saying that you're not allowed to have that personally?
No, but there is still that judgment that comes from people in the North who look at people from the South as if they are second-class citizens. And even though you've heard me talk in a pretty consistent manner about the flag itself, I just think that, Southern Americans are, it bothers me that we have a distinction between North and South in that we are all Americans. And the quickest way for us to destroy ourselves is to keep going down this path. Now, having said that, if you want to display something like this, then you ought to be able to do it. I wouldn't do it, and probably most of the people here wouldn't do it. One of the things, however, that was pointed out earlier, I think you pointed it out, Molly, that there are statues of Jefferson Davis and John Calhoun in the rotunda of the Capitol building. And why
Actually,
are they
Kenny
there?
Kenny pointed that out.
Kenny Burns.
But it was okay. A good point.
It's easy to confuse the two of you.
I know. We look alike. Yeah. We get confused for each other.
You know, somebody sent us, one of our listeners sent me an email yesterday talking about, well, if they're going to take down the flags, you better get ready to take down all the statues around the country, the South, and that to Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. And then sure enough, yesterday I'm riding around listening to the local news here in the Washington area, and in Alexandria, they are actually discussing, okay, what should we do to this statue of Robert E. Lee to make it? And there's all in D.C., there's a lot of statues. So they're actually discussing either moving the statues or changing the way it's displayed. Or the how it's displayed to kind of give a more, I don't know, accurate depiction.
And it's rather bipartisan, actually.
Yeah.
Both Democratic and Republican lawmakers in Tennessee have called for the bust of Nathan Bedford Forrest, who was a Confederate general, early KKK leader, to be removed from an alcove outside the Senate chambers. So I don't know that there's a lot of people going, oh, this is terrible. Why now? I mean, why hasn't anyone looked at why this has been the way it's been for so long?
Why?
I know that's usually your line, right?
Yeah, why?
You ask the question.
Why? I can't understand how a statue of Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy,
I can't either.
Is standing in the United States Capitol.
Outrageous.
Building.
Speaking of bipartisanship, the president got victory in terms of global trade. The trade deal apparently is going to make it through Congress, and the president's going to sign it. So this has been going on for months and months and months. A lot of people think it's not a good deal, like NAFTA, where we got the SHAFTA. Remember NAFTA, SHAFTA, and think about this. And this is the biggest trade package that's ever been put together. So,
and you got fast-track authority. Yeah,
I don't think it does us any good, but we'll wait and see. 14 before the hour, television report up next here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Adobe Ideas is a very creative digital sketchbook that costs $6. Okay, but why charge for additional layers? Adobe Ideas struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished third in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Budai as he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Bodine now? Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make four starts over two seasons. Jeff's also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Bodine Bobsleds. His company's night train design has won six Olympic medals for the U.S., including two gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When things really suck, great ideas are often born. But in this billionaire's case, it was just the opposite.
He was cleaning house, but his vacuum didn't suck. Literally. Dust kept getting clogged in the bag. He decided to build a better vacuum cleaner.
It wasn't easy. It took over 5,000 failures to perfect his prototype.
And then he couldn't find a manufacturer willing to pay for his invention, so he set up his own plant.
You've probably seen him on TV. James Dyson's vacuum now outsells every other brand.
He says he wanted to give up almost every day, but when the odds seem stacked against you, push a little harder.
Persevere for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, in a marriage, who's happier, the man or the woman? Or put it another way, who's more at risk for depression, the husband or the wife? Here's the social science of it.
More happiness. In a marriage, there are ups and there are downs, and a totally perfect marriage, well, it's just only seen in a Hollywood movie. But who's more happier while married, men or women? Now, married males tend to be happier than unmarried males, but get this. Married females reported higher rates of sadness while married than unmarried females. What's the cheap psych trick? One should strive for happiness, and it's possible to achieve. But in everyone's married life, a little sadness will fall. But if sadness becomes so debilitating that it's impossible to even think about a happy marriage again, then you might want to check out some professional assistance. Check out my book while you're at it, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Television in the focus now. Jen usually does this with some interruptions from me. Howard Stern, speaking of interruptions, says he's had it with America's Got Talent. I don't want to come back again. I have to figure out what's going on in my life. I've got to evaluate my career. I'm too busy. Yada, yada, yada. So they paid him $10 million, and I'll bet they'll pay him $12 to stay. What do you bet? You think that's what this is?
Yeah, it's all
for negotiating.
Right. It's absolutely negotiation.
Wait a minute. 15. He's getting $15 million. I thought he was getting 10. This story says he's getting 15. So they'll bump him up to 20. Yeah. He gets, the last time I checked, it was a couple of, It was the first year he did the serious thing, it was about $200 million. I think it's down to about 80 now a year.
You can live on that, though.
Yeah, you can do okay on that. Mr. Robot from USA, new drama series, got a second season before they even got on the air. Minimum of 10 episodes set to air in 2016. Mr. Robot is a standout series, so says the people that run USA. And this is a Christian Slater show, Richie, and usually when he gets involved, that's the end of the show.
Yeah, you know what? He's one of my faves, and his TV shows don't last long. No, he's had seven or eight.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, he is a show killer.
Speaking of television in general, Netflix becoming one of the big influences on what people watch. The largest individual shareholder, Carl Icahn, sold all of his stock in Netflix yesterday. 900 and something million bucks he put in his pocket for an investment of about 100 million when he first got into it, or maybe even a little less than that.
So, he bought it at like 56 bucks a stock, and it was sold at like 706.
Yeah. He's bad guy.
He tweeted out, I believe Apple currently represents the same opportunity we stated with Netflix, and Apple stock jumped 2% yesterday because of that.
Yeah. Amazon is taking pre-orders for their July 14th release of Echo. This is the control of Internet of Things, including all of the televisions in your home. By the way, Hulu has joined forces with Showtime to allow Hulu's paying customers to add Showtime to their application for $9 more a month, if that interests you. 51 after on Good Day.